mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. First impressions. What do they say about first impressions? You only got one shot at making a first impression. And so there is that sense that it's important to really probably make a good first impression. Because otherwise you're doing a lot of backfilling in terms of trying to change people's minds about how they might have first viewed you. Because that first impression kind of creates a foundation for us. A foundation in terms of which we grow out of in the eyes of other people. Back in 1928, University Lutheran Church was founded and laid its foundation in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was a typical Lutheran church with a couple of special ministries, one of which was really focused on colleges, because it had their Harvard University and Tufts University. And so they were very instrumental in creating a Lutheran campus ministry within that community. As it is with a lot of Lutheran campus movements, it dwindled a bit. So there was a bit of a surprise when the church council got a letter, and in the letter was a check for $400,000 from Phyllis Edwards. You know the first thing that council said? Who's Phyllis Edwards? Phyllis Edwards was a student at Tufts University. She graduated in 1948. Went on, got married, moved to San Francisco, and lived there for the duration of her life. When she died, part of her legacy was to go to University Lutheran Church, focused on their campus ministry and what had developed into a homeless ministry in Cambridge. He was only there 4 years. But there was a first impression. A first impression that led her to understand that maybe there was something that she could do to be able to support that ministry. A first impression that allowed her to create a legacy for herself, that the question around the table was no longer who Phyllis Edwards was, but what Phyllis Edwards has done. A legacy that she created through what God had blessed her with. A legacy because of that impression that she had 50 years ago from the time that she gave the money. From the time she gave the money to the time she was a student, was about 50 years, that allowed her to see what was important. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus talks a little bit about his legacy, what he's leaving behind. Well, the disciples are all up in arms because they really don't know what's going on and what's going to happen next, and they do have this sense of feeling like they're being abandoned. Jesus talks about the fact that they have his commandments. Nice, isn't it? You're leaving and you're giving us a bunch of rules. But the reality is, if you think about what Jesus' commandments were, it all rolls back to the one where they asked Jesus the question, well, what is the greatest commandment? And the greatest commandment, Jesus says, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so this commandment that Jesus leaves behind, these commandments that are supposed to be wrapped around the disciples' lives to be able to lead them and guide them, this legacy that Jesus has given them is about one thing. And one thing only. It's about love. The legacy of love. I think as people grow older, they begin to think a little bit more about what their legacy might be. When we start thinking about our mortality, we begin to wonder what it is that we've left behind. Have we made a difference in the world? What is it that we can do to be able to live on in the lives of others? What's our legacy going to be? Now, certainly you're more than welcome to be like Phyllis Edwards, and you can leave the church $400,000. I'm good with that. In fact, $200,000 would be fine too. But the reality of our lives is wrapped around what Jesus left for the disciples, I think. The legacy of our lives really comes to its fruition through the love that we lead, through the love that we live, through the love that we give, and ultimately through the love we leave behind. I think we can all think of people in our lives who have passed on who still have a very prominent place within our heart and within our soul. And it's because of that love that they lived and that love that they gave and that love that they taught. That's the legacy that they left behind for our heart, for our souls. A legacy that allows us to be able to live on in kind, to allow us to be able to live out their lives in the manner for which they gave to us. When Jesus laid His legacy out for the disciples, it was really this whole understanding of, I want you to live your lives like this. I want you to live your lives in love. I want to live your lives as people who care, people who give, people who share. Jesus' legacy long outlived the disciples because it is present with us today. And it is a legacy that goes on from generation to generation to generation because it is wrapped around not what we get, but wrapped around what we give. It is about that love that Christ gave to this world and shared with His disciples that is shared with us today. And it is that opportunity for us to create a legacy for ourselves. Not necessarily like Phyllis Edwards' legacy, but a legacy of what we are, of who we are, of how we love, of how we give. I think it's important that we think about what our legacy is going to be. I think it's equally as important that we think about shaping our legacy around that of Jesus Christ. That when people think of us, they think of what we've given them. When people think of us, they think of what we've shared. When people think of us, they think of how we've cared. But most of all, when people think of us, they think about how we've loved. In the name of Christ, amen.